TV time machine, TV time machine, woo! TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine. Are we recording yet, or should I wait for this?
We're good. Welcome, everybody, to the TV Time Machine podcast, a special rant episode. I'm Luis.
And I'm Adam.
And we love TV. This is a very strange episode because our friend Adam here not only has COVID, but we didn't want to miss a beat with our week. We also have a lot going on in our nation, and we didn't want to politicize our show at all, but we'd be kind of silly not to acknowledge the historical trial of Derek Chauvin and the murder of Dwayne Wright and everything going on with vaccines. The thing about television and the thing that we admire most about the most prolific and powerhouse producers and showrunners, Norman Lear, Shonda Rhimes, Quincy Jones, is that they politicized television when they had to. I don't want to say politicized, but they were up on the times. And John Wells, who just finished 11 years on Shameless, kept up sociology-wise and political-wise on the show. So when things were happening in the real world, he would have the Gallaghers deal with it. Down to the failed insurrection. So no, we're not going to make this about politics, but we do want to acknowledge that our friend Adam is sick with a terrible thing. We've done everything to avoid this year. We went to drive-ins and took road trips, and poor Adam got it. And are you feeling better?
Got the COVID.
Jeez. Any word from doctors on what they want you to do in the meantime?
Just stay hydrated. Taking lots of vitamins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the thing that's helped the most, it's weird. It's mild at first. You don't even feel like you're getting sick. And then extra hot sauce, jalapenos, etc. And it's actually knocked most of my symptoms down.
Are you able to taste and smell anything?
My sense of taste and my sense of smell are almost nil.
Jesus.
Like something has to be really, really pungent for me to be able to smell it. And I kind of have to get it like right up there to smell it.
So for your nostrils, do they have any, like, do garlic or anything like that? Like a garlic.
I haven't done that. I should do something like that.
I should send you. You have the wellness formula that we always take. Those horse pills that are like all the herbs, garlic pills.
Yeah, I'm taking a bunch of stuff.
And then zinc, taking lots of zinc.
Zinc. Yeah.
Oh man.
Zinc hats had to have some delivered the other day.
And
my face looks like, I don't know, my face looks swollen or something.
Well, it looks like you've lost weight. You probably haven't eaten. Are you eating?
Some.
Jesus. Right. And you trace this back to contact trace back to this bowling alley?
No, it was something else.
Okay.
My daughter. One of her mom's friends' moms.
Got it.
So my daughter got it first, and I got it next. Nobody else got it. It's just us.
Well, man. Well, please let us keep me, obviously.
Yeah.
Abreast of the situation, and we'll let everybody know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it got me thinking about the shows that were most on the nose and most up to date with what was going on in our generation. stuff that we remember the most, probably. For me, it was always the anti-heroes that finally came around. You know, people that were deeply flawed, but eventually came around. I'm thinking of three characters right now that had certain politically incorrect flaws, but definitely came around in huge arcs. Archie Bunker was one. I'm not sure if he ever came completely around, but
that was a long arc.
The longest arc, I think. Don Draper in Mad Men, one of his arcs is when his coworker, who the audience knew was gay before his coworkers knew. This is back in the 60s in Midtown Manhattan, when it was still very much frowned upon. There's this episode where him and Don go to a hotel and the bellhop locks eyes with his coworker and basically makes an excuse to come to his room, and those two start going at it. But then there's a fire in the building and Don is leaving.
Oh no.
Off the fire escape, and peeks into the room and sees him getting dressed. And you would think John Draper, being this kind of like sociopath, womanizing, hardened vet, would have a hard time with this for the time it was. And he didn't skip a beat. The coworker saw him, see him too. And you could just tell that he was a little more tolerant and liberal in that area. Very powerful stuff. And then we have Ari Gold from Entourage, who was very problematic with the LGBTQA community and his homophobia. But by the time that we got to Entourage, the movie, he was the officiant for his gay assistant Lloyd's wedding.
Entourage, I never saw.
I'm shocked that you've never seen Entourage. Yeah, I'm baffled.
It came out, I had moved upstate to focus on screenwriting and work on, you know, like making shorts and stuff kind of in obscurity, which is when I met Mike and you.
Jesus.
And when I moved back to New York, that was right when Entourage first started, when I moved back to like Long Island, Queens. And so I was just so excited to be back in New York and around friends after living in upstate New York around almost no one for like 3.5 years. So I was doing anything but watching TV at that point. And so everybody was watching Entourage, but I was just busy, you know, going here and there and doing stuff.
I think that's interesting because you came from a place of isolation.
Yeah.
And now you were back with friends and wanted to live in the real world, whereas now we're in isolation and don't want to live in the real world. So TV is such a comfort.
Yeah.
The other thread I wanted your opinion on too is this whole idea that anger is bad. I don't fucking think anger is bad. And no. I am sick if one more person tells me to calm down or tells me to like relax or calm down,
yeah,
or like violence isn't the answer. I don't know if I agree with that in all instances. Yeah. I think a certain I don't think violence is ever the answer, but a certain level of upheavalness sometimes needs to occur.
Yeah.
And what else is there? I mean, how much more is this going to happen? I mean, we're talking about two major historical incidences in the same city. Mm-hmm. And now the cop that shot the young man, her house is barricaded with gates and she's got police protection. Like, what kind of sense does that make? You know?
Yeah.
So something's got to be done. So my thing is, if that verdict does not happen, a guilty verdict does not happen this week, there's going to be a major, major backfire from that.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean,
monumental.
It'll definitely, it'll at least be on the scale of, you know, what happened after Rodney King's verdict.
I mean, I think, sure, yeah, I think that Black Clover
be more than that, because it won't just be in Minnesota.
Oh no.
You know,
I mean, it'll be like last summer, but 10 times worse, I think.
Yeah. Rodney King was just LA riots, you know?
Well, I mean, we were both young.
How long did those go on for?
Those lasted a while.
Yeah. So if George Floyd, if Derek Chauvin isn't convicted, you know, like if he doesn't get the death penalty, it's going to light up the nation.
I mean, the nation, but the world too, because I mean,
set it off.
Yeah. Last summer, there wasn't a lot of coverage, but in European countries and in Canada, even there was upheaval there.
Yes, there was.
Something monumental needs to happen, and I don't want them to get, I obviously don't want him to not get a not guilty verdict, but something has to happen. Things kind of fizzled out last year, obviously. The fires fizzled that out pretty quickly. I don't think if the fires had happened, Portland or Seattle or LA would have stopped at all.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that it started snowing in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
During this trial, I'm like, it's April. Why is it snowing?
Not sure.
Like, they killed Dante Wright, and then it was like snowing later that night when they were like protesting. I'm like,
world's fucking.
Where'd the snow come from?
The world's fucking weird. One thing we wanted to point out too is obviously. We wanted to tie this into TV, especially, like I said, the showrunners that we admire. Shonda Rhimes, Norman Lear, Quincy Jones. Right now, Little Marvin with his new show on Amazon called Them. Turns out one of my best friends in the world. His dad knows Little Marvin really well. Oh, and it's just such a small world.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele. All this stuff is super important, and these stories need to be told. And if you have to break this down into an entertainment forum to reach a wider audience, then so be it. I'm all about it. I have no problem with shows that are so-called woke or so-called pushing a political agenda or propaganda, as the far right would call it. Like, things have got to change. This is what the current system is not working out. Yeah, propaganda.
It's funny that people can that equality between races could be considered propaganda, right? Like,
it's so crazy. Oh man. So for our listeners, real quick, we're not gonna have the longest episode or a typical one, but the way we can probably support this movement right now is by visiting blacklives.help. You can split your donations. You can split evenly across several different charities that serve people of color. The Bell Fund split donation, Black Girls Code, Black Lives Matter, American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU's on there. There's so many different charities.
Yeah. Not Black Lives Matter, though, because what did they do with their money, right? You know, from last year. Like they raised $30 million and what have they done with it?
I'm just saying that's one of the many charities on here. Yeah.
That's the one I would avoid though.
Yeah.
Any of the ones that help with like direct, you know, like getting people out of prison.
Yeah. Equal Justice Initiative, Fund Black Trans Women, Helping Hand, Access PR, Small Biz Relief, Kids of Color. The NAACP, these are ones that I would strongly suggest. I don't know too much about the controversy around the BLM campaign and all that stuff. I would think that you are well versed in that based on research. Yeah, and that's awesome.
One of the organizers spent like $4 million on 3 or 4 houses.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah.
The organizer also bought a house in an all-right neighborhood in California. So, I mean, that's not really supporting the cause.
I didn't hear that one, but
And if by the way, if anybody finds any of our information wrong, by all means, call it out. Definitely not use this platform to be an expert, but it's, we've got to, as two producers of color who don't see a lot of representation in the media of themselves and have to make their own opportunities, like several other people of color in art, it wouldn't make any sense not to talk about what's happening. And yeah, as far as like a crazy rant, I guess my biggest thing is I'm just tired of being told not to be angry. I want to use anger to make some kind of difference. And if that means getting into a little bit of trouble, so be it. If that means by little trouble, saying something that someone, the majority, doesn't like, or I'm definitely not someone that has the spirit of, you know, causing, you know, damage to civil, I wouldn't ever do anything like that. But I don't know. It feels really, I felt helpless enough being in Portland last year, scared to go outside because of the,
yeah. You
know, so now that I am vaccinated.
You had those people like harassing you from the street.
Yeah.
They saw you through your apartment window or something.
Yeah. Well, I told them to shut up because it was 2:30. I actually have a video of that. My brother and me aren't very proud of it, so we don't share that. But
yeah,
the level of boldness that the former administration enabled, mm-hmm. I don't think is going away anytime soon. So we have to stand up for it when we can, as safely as possible. That probably wasn't the safest thing to do, to go down there either. They could have had guns. They could have had knives. Yeah. But
yeah,
at that moment, they were messing with the wrong Puerto Rican dudes. That was not good. So their faces dropped when they saw me come around the corner. It was awesome. And if my size needs to be a voice for others, by all means, let's do it. I'm just really tired of being told how to feel. And for our allies out there, don't tell people of color how to feel. Don't encourage them to calm down. Don't encourage them.
Yeah.
Pretty much to do anything. Yeah. It's time for you to listen.
Yeah.
All you need to do as an ally, the first thing you can do is just listen.
Yeah.
That's it.
And don't be telling people, BIPOC people, to like that, oh, they need to be vocal right now, or they need to be this right now, or they need to be that right now. Like,
no.
You don't know. Like, this is traumatic. Seeing this stuff all, and like, it's crazy. Dante Wright was killed, you know, like in the same area as George Floyd while that trial was going on.
Yeah.
And like, I don't care what they say, that it was some kind of accident or something. It felt like revenge, you know.
It did.
For him being on trial.
Daddy. It did. We're going to take our first break and be right back. We'll have a link to a commercial where people can support, and we'll be back with some final thoughts here shortly.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, Officer Clements. Come in.
Rogers, how are you?
Fine. Won't you sit down?
Oh, sure. Just for a moment.
It's so warm. I was just putting some water on my feet.
Oh, it sure is.
Would you like to join me?
It looks awfully enjoyable, but I don't have a towel or anything.
Oh, you share mine.
Okay.
Sure.
Oh,
come along,
man.
I'll put some more water in here.
Oh. This is going to turn into a beautiful day.
You like bare feet?
Well, yeah. As I grew older, I liked it more and more.
Uh-huh. Good for you. You're pulling up your pants. I forgot to do that at first.
Oh, I don't want them to get wet.
Right.
Oh, that feels great.
Right here.
You know, when you're a policeman, you do an awful lot of walking. And sometimes your feet get tired.
Right.
That feels better already.
Good.
Just massage them a little bit.
Cool water on a hot day.
Well, thank you for your refreshments.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. You're welcome, Officer Clement.
Shall we turn this off?
Mm-hmm. Is that enough?
Oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, that was so enjoyable. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer.
Well, I know how busy you are. But sometimes just a minute like this will really make a difference.
There, that one's dry. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all. There we are.
You have great boots to fill, Officer Clements.
Well, you thank fill you very them much. Well.
Thanks for stopping by.
So long.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Great to live in a neighborhood with special people like Officer Clements.
Freedom, oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me and before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom.
Oh, freedom.
Freedom.
Oh,
freedom.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Over me.
Over me.
Because I was like, you know what? I don't know much about Don Draper. I'll binge some Don Draper. But then I realized I was like ruining plot points for myself. And I was like, I really want to see this madman now.
Oh, it's
especially
good.
After seeing a Vincent Kartheiser scene. Oh my gosh. So
oh man.
Good.
That was
and
so
now he disappeared
crazy.
Again. How That's is he how... not working? He's not working again. How? How?
That was right after we weren't able to get him for closure.
People are sleeping on him. You know? Yeah, I remember you were talking to him for a few months. He was calling you up at 3 a.m.
Give me notes on my script. I mean, that's a whole part of my life that I don't even believe happened. That's why I know it's going to happen again. That's the best part about it. Because we didn't go into these things asking for the opportunity, but we did ask for the chance. And there's two differences there. You don't ask for opportunities, you ask for the chance to prove yourself.
Yeah.
And we had a great producer. And ironically, the producer, even though me and him ended up not working together, he was in a scene, didn't have any lines, but he was in a scene in the pilot with Vincent years later, like a year later. Wow. He was the tall, redheaded kid that had no lines, but I'm sure they reminisced about that experience. And
yeah.
Such a wild world. It seems like a different lifetime back then, you know, and we never would have seen, especially the pandemic and the BLM movements happen in the same year and the fires, but it's crazy. That seems like a whole other life. So interested to see what's to come of things this week.
It's hard to want to see the end of this trial because it just feels like the justice system is going to let us down again, you know.
I'm kind of trying to go into this week expecting the worst, and then if it's not the worst, then we'll be a little bit pleasantly surprised, and then trying to have a game plan of how I'm going to keep myself in check mentally, emotionally, and then be there for the kids, and then be there for my team at work, and then support my other friends of color and allies as well. And it's all you can really do. And if there's peaceful and safe protests in Spokane, of all places, take an Uber down there and see what I can do. I know that there was protests last year in this area, so it's going to be interesting, to say the least. But for our listeners, I definitely challenge you to kind of do some research on these showrunners that weren't afraid of talking about what needed to be talked about. Norman Lear, especially, is one that, and Shonda Rhimes. Although, you know, Grey's Anatomy is not known for its political statements, she definitely had a lot of obstacles in her way to get to where she is right now. So it's someone I admire for sure.
Yeah.
Our next episode is going to be all about crime dramas, and we have a actress and comedian that you... I said, you're the best booking agent I've ever worked with. I haven't booked one guest. I mean, I have Jeff coming on soon, but that was because I was on his show. Mm-hmm. So our next guest is someone you met on Twitter or on set or?
No, I know her through through the circle of comedians, stand-up comics that I know. She is the other half of a duo that my friend Jonathan Kaplan has. They had a show that was on Amazon. It's the first season is still up there. You can find it. It's called Killing It.
Oh yeah. Jonathan Kaplan from Portlandia, right?
No, I don't think he was on. I don't think he was. Maybe he did a. I don't know if he ever.
I think I'm getting him confused with the other.
Maybe there's another. Yeah.
Portlandia guy.
But really funny show. It's one of those comedies that its world has its own rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an episode where, spoiler alert, where Mares stabs her. She's like feeling suicidal because she's not getting roles as an actress, but she doesn't want to die alone, so she's gonna kill Caps with her, and she like stabs him and stabs herself. But then it like never comes up again. You know, like they're like almost dying, and like, but then they don't die, and like, yeah, it's never mentioned again.
That's awesome. Like, yeah, she can pitch that.
It's really, they take it like, you're like, wait, this isn't a sketch comedy show, this is a narrative, but they're doing things that usually you only see in sketch comedy. So they like, they have their own set of rules in their show. It's really funny.
Jonathan Crystal is the creator with Fred and Carrie, but I thought you knew Jonathan. I don't know why I thought you knew Jonathan.
Oh, okay.
He's a super approachable guy.
No.
Anyway, yeah. So look forward to our next episode. It'll be episode one, actually episode 110. So we'll do a little celebrating too, because we've made it 110. That's good.
10 episodes.
In less than 3 months. Congratulations, bud. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, there'll be some links on where to sponsor and support people of color. Keep your eye on the news. Be safe out there. Don't let these cops get the best of you. Know your rights. The ACLU has some downloadable cards you can download and print if you go out protesting. If you can partner up with someone that's more experienced as a protester, please do so. Write your phone number and name on your body at somewhere. And if you have a lawyer or a lawyer friend or lawyers giving out pro bono work, have their contact information on you as well. But the best thing you can do right now is something. And if you can't go out, you can volunteer your time online, answering text messages. There's so many you can do. I'll do a link of charities too on here. So from the TV Time Machine podcast, I'm Luis.
And I'm Adam.
And we love TV.
And we love TV.
And Adam, please get some rest and feel better.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Signing off.
I'm trying to rest as much as I can.
Please do.
Their children,
then raise their buildings,
and they made billions.
I'm catching feelings.
Really? What else did we build?
Railroads,
Wall Street,
the White House and University,
UVA,
we built that.
Chapel Hill,
we built that.
Pyramids,
no, sorry, our Hebrew brothers get credit for that.
Mazel.
Let's turn up and get it poppin'.
Settle down, we still ain't got nothing.
We built this.
Oh,
I'm done, y'all.
I'ma keep it 100.
Tomorrow when I hit the field, I'ma keep running.
We did everything that the overseer wanted.
And if we got paid, then we'd be stuntin'.
Sugar cane, cotton hemp.
My blood is red, paid for this land. My life would've been different if I didn't have cinnamon pills.